the state investigates a complaint against a tour operator in the Eagle Preserve, and a new feature from local listeners. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. A local conservation group this week filed a complaint with the state that a commercial tour operator violated parts of its permit to operate in the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve. Lynn Cannell Conservation says it has documented 27 occasions this summer when the Haines-based River Adventures jet boat tours failed to observe the no-wake restriction on the Sheep Creek Lake access channel in the Chilkat River. The group filed the complaint with the State Department of Parks and Outdoor Recreation. The complaint asks the state to impose penalties on the tour company, remove the access channel in question from the tour route, and reevaluate allowing commercial jet boats to operate in the Eagle Preserve. Mike Eberhardt is superintendent of Southeast Alaska State Parks. He said he received the complaint and has tasked the local state ranger with investigating. Lynn Cannell Conservation President Scott Carey said the group has been concerned about the operation of the commercial jet boats in the preserve for years and the state's enforcement of permit users. This summer, the group collected photos of the wakes created by the tour operators' jet boats and included them in its complaint to the state.
We've been following that for years and trying to get ADF&G and, you know, DPOR to enforce the no-wake zone there. And so finally, we took some pictures up there, and we're just trying to, you know, bring the point to light again with the agencies that they're not, you know, managing the preserve in a manner that is required by law.
The preserve is not a state park, but is managed by the Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation and governed by its own set of state statutes. The main purpose of the preserve is to protect and perpetuate the world's largest concentration of bald eagles and their critical habitat, and sustain and protect natural salmon runs, and allow for traditional uses. In the preserve's management plan, permitted and licensed commercial tour operators are prohibited from producing boat wakes in the tributaries of the Chilkat, Klahini, and Sirku river systems. The state writes in the 2002 management plan that the effects of wakes on riverbank erosion and fish spawning areas is not known, but a no-wake zone is designated as a precautionary measure. But conservation groups believe the wakes do affect habitat and riverbanks. Carey said some studies have shown significant bank erosion from jet boat wakes.
Because these large wakes undercut the bank, and that's where all the great salmon habitat is along the edges of the bank.
Lynn Cannell Conservation's complaint is supported by several other conservation groups, including Trout Unlimited, Alaska Audubon, Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, and Rivers Without Borders. The preserve was designated 30 years ago this year when Alaska passed legislation to protect and preserve habitat areas throughout the state. The effort was contentious in Haines between those wanting the area protected and those believing the preserve designation would hinder resource development. Carey said the intent was to protect the habitat while still allowing for traditional uses, which, in the opinion of Lynn Cannell Conservation, does not include jet boat tours.
So people said, oh, okay, so you're not going to stop me from going in there and hunting. You're not going to stop me from doing a big game guide in the preserve. You're not going to stop me from running my small jet boat up there to go hunting. You know, people started realizing, okay, we can pick berries. We can do everything we've always done in the preserve, but we can't ramp it up as such as River Adventures has done. We believe that they are not consistent with the purposes of the preserve.
Eberhardt, the park superintendent, said in an email that there have always been different views of what the management language in the preserve plan means. He said the state does the best it can with the resources it has, and he takes resource damage very seriously. But so far, he writes, the Fish and Game Agency and Department of Natural Resources agree that River Adventures has not been causing resource damage that would negatively impact the preserve or wildlife. River Adventure Jet Boat Tours has been providing sightseeing tours on the Chilkat River in the preserve since 1991. The company is owned and operated by Haines residents Gary and Karen Hess. They did not want to speak on air, but gave this statement in response to the complaint. River Adventures is always in communication with state parks, and we operate under the guidelines of the permit that we obtain from parks. Parks is investigating the allegations by LCC and will do a thorough investigation as they should do. River Adventures always adheres to the guidelines that we are permitted for. They said they have no further comment until the investigation is complete. The state is planning 3 days of work to Lutac Road in Haines, where a slide or slump took place earlier this year and damaged part of the road. Southeast Road Builders issued a notice this week that Lutac Road will be closed between First Avenue and Beach Road beginning Monday, September 17th. Motorists will be rerouted onto Union and Beach Road. The ground shifting near Ocean View Drive and Lutac Road is geologically classified as a slump. In January, the movement on the hillside caused damage to a home, broke a sewer line, and caused wide and deep cracks across the roadway. The borough declared the situation a disaster when it first occurred because the borough, state, and engineers were worried the damage could affect passage between town and the ferry terminal and fuel and barge docks. The ground movement slowed after several weeks, and borough and state officials said no major movement has been detected in the area since February. In May, state engineers suggested in a report that surface water flow and drainage may be affecting the hillside. But Jeremy Woodrow with the State Department of Transportation and Public Facilities said the state has not received a definitive engineering report about the hillside. He said the state wants to grade and repave the road section next week to make it easier to plow and maintain over the coming winter. Woodrow said until state engineers determine the area is stable, the department won't do more permanent construction or repairs on the area. We're beginning a new segment at KHNS News, something our contributors to this feature are calling Small Things Considered. It will feature residents' perspective on day-to-day life in the Upper Lynn Canal. Today we feature an essay from Haines author and resident Heather Lendy.
When a Haines Facebook friend wrote, "No more dying, okay?" I knew exactly what she meant. Recently, we've lost a lot of people for such a small place. Two well-loved elders died basically of old age. Former Southeast Fair director Harriet Jurgelite and hard-working Hotel Halsingland founder Hilma White. Ed LaPerry was a grandfather, but his death following a car accident was a shock. The former sawmill owner traded in his red suspenders for what I thought of as a Rat Pack vibe when he bought the Captain's Choice Motel. Young Jeremy Haines' death was also unexpected, but he had serious health issues due to multiple handicaps, although his mind worked just fine. Once, I saw Wayne Price, Jeremy's stepfather, lift him gently out of his wheelchair during a potlatch and hold him in his arms and dance with him, swaying and stepping to an ancient Tlingit song. Some of you may think I shouldn't mention Stymie Bog's suicide, but I'm a mother, and Stymie had one too, and my bet is that she wouldn't want him left out because of the way he died. That eccentric southern kid had a lot of friends in Haines and Skagway. Now comes word that Ed's adult daughter, who was here for his funeral, has died suddenly, and American Legion stalwart Pat Murphy's cancer has gotten the best of him. A few years back, a friend who had been sitting by the deathbed of her neighbor said that she didn't think Haines would survive that passing. The wave of grief, she said, would drown us. Then I listed a page full of people whose deaths had left their close friends and family bereft and had changed this town forever. That's life and death, and you can't have one without the other. It is odd that the only thing we know for sure is that we will die, yet each time it happens, even when the person is very old or terminally ill, death surprises us. I wish it wasn't so final, that dead friends and family members stayed around a day or two to tie up loose ends. I have been missing people I didn't get to properly say goodbye to for years. I read that when the Twin Towers were on fire and the hijacked jets were hurtling toward sure crashes, the last words cried into all those cell phones were virtually the same: "I love you." In the beginning, love creates us, and in the end, love is all we know. The priest at my mother's funeral said death should shake us up. Each death, he said, should encourage us to better live the life we are lucky enough to still have. I know that's true. I just wish there were an easier way to learn it. Don't you?
That was Heather Lendy with our first installment of our new weekly feature, Small Things Considered. If you think you'd like to contribute to this feature, please contact us at news@khns.org or 766-2020 extension 2. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friednauer. Visit our news section online at khns.org. We're always open to your comments and appreciate hearing story ideas and topics important to you. You can reach us by emailing news@khns.org. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS welcomes comments on topics important to you. If you'd like to make a commentary to air on your local community radio station, check our website for guidelines at khns.org under Community. Each listener commentary airs twice, once in the evening and once in the morning after your local news. Everyone has an opinion, and you can make yours heard on the KHNS commentary.